another point is,
I just
heard today that in California that before the economy fell apart, the I think it was the top 1% of taxpayers paid for 50% of the taxes that came in here in California, and that's 1% paying for 50%. Not good enough. Not good enough. I understand some people have more than others. That's always going to be there. And we started off this evening talking about the auto show and about how the crazy competition just led to these crazy, crazy cars. And I know sometimes it goes astray, but for the most part, it's the best system we have. And trying to get the top 1% to pay for the top bottom 55% or to pay in 55%, that's not the angle to choose. The angle's worrying about what the fuck the other 50% are doing, not what the top who's already paying way more than their fair share is doing. There's something that's come up in this country that didn't used to exist, which is envy. And it's a big issue. And it was understood back in the day. And we are empowering, we're now dealing with the first wave of participation trophy, my own fecal matter doesn't stink, empowered, I feel so fucking good about myself, everybody's a winner, there's no losers. We are dealing with the first wave of those fucking assholes. That's who we're dealing with now. Because this has been going on for about 25 years, and we're just starting to get maybe 20 years, mm-hmm. and those kids were 8 or 9 years old. And we're getting the first.
Is that the millennials? I think that's the name for these.
I call them the ass douches.
That's that colloquially they're known as the ass
no,
douches.
No, I saw that on the news.
Oh, okay. That's I stand name. Corrected.
Yeah, Brian Williams called them the ass douches.
Right. Bri Wy?
Hannah Cott. So what we have, I haven't really broken this down, but I'm going to try now. We created a bunch of fucking self-entitled monsters. Mm-hmm. And this has become the pursuit of my life, where people are so far out of it and what they expect and what they think realistic is and what the set of rules that pertains to them versus the other guys, because that's what the bottom line is. I want my most valuable player trophy. Well, you're the slowest, fattest guy on the team. Why should he get one and I don't get one? Because he busts his ass and he runs a 4.440. That's why he gets one. Well, this is bullshit. And then everyone gets involved, and then everyone gives everyone a participation trophy, and then everyone feels good about themselves. It's not based on anything. You should feel good about yourself because of your accomplishments, not because somebody yelled at you to feel good about yourself and you got a fucking fake piece of plastic that was sprayed gold and had your name on a plaque on the bottom of it. And when these folks become adults and enter the workforce, and they've done stories about this, how you can't treat them, you know, the boss can't yell, hey, let's go. Let's get back to work now. And oh, you raised your voice to me. You better watch your tone, buddy. My dad's a lawyer. I'll sue your ass. I'll take this company. Self-entitled pricks who think the world owes them a living. And now we're getting the first wave of these douchebags. And now they grew up. And it's fine if you grow up in this little snow globe of a life where everything is awesome and everyone gets a participation trophy and there's
snowing.
No losers. Well, when you get shaken up and everything's awesome. But then you get out into the real world and you realize I'm a fucking loser. You're not doing that well. You're not making that much money. There's no more participation trophies. This is the fucking LA Auto Show. You don't get to sit around and go, hey, here's my piece of shit I worked on. Everyone, why aren't you guys buying it? And then, instead of finding a fucking mirror and finding the reason why no one's buying your car, you just want to run around and yell at everyone else who's selling cars. And now you want to take shit and throw it at the cars because you want to fuck their cars up. Because that's what's going on. It's like, instead of looking in the mirror and go, why the fuck am I not doing better? You just find some guy's got more shit than you and go, hey man, what do you need all that shit for? It's the same version of, hey man, what do you need an MVP trophy for? Because I bust my ass. That's why. Or maybe I'm just genetically better than you. Either way, buddy, I got the trophy. So shut the fuck up and get the fuck back to work. Or better yet, on the bench where you belong. This is what's going on. So they're feeling shame. They've been shamed by life because they haven't been prepared for life. They've been told, they've been had so much smoke blown up their fucking collective asses by the time they get out in the real world, and they realize the real world doesn't give a fuck where you're from or what your mommy said you were or how pretty you are or what you do. They don't give a fuck what anyone, and all those lies that were told you to your parents about how special you are and how no one was created like you, and all this bullshit advertised with Nike and all this, like, it's just one you and you take it all and it's your world and all that Reebok shit doesn't mean shit when you get to the real world and you're just looked at as peon number 27 who's putting in an application, and guess what? I don't like your attitude, douche. Fuck douche.
Ass douche.
Yeah. Get your fucking feet off my desk and hit the bricks. I'm not hiring you. Then, now, your plan is to come back and throw a brick at my window. That's your plan. This is what's going on. It's this envy and shame, and there's going to be a lot more of it. Because it used to be, back in the day, father would be walking his son down the sidewalk, and you'd see a guy go by in a Rolls Royce, and the father would say, there goes Mr. Jenkins. Look up to him. That guy works hard. That guy built a company. That guy built an empire. Now look at him. He's got his Rolls Royce. He's driving up the hill. But what do we do now? Now it's like, oh, look at him. Does he need that car? Yeah. Why does he need that car? I'm driving a fucking Chevette. Why does he get to drive that fucking car? You know, let's go up there and throw a rock at it. That ain't going to help you get out of the Chevette. Ass douche.
That's right.
Get the douche fuck to work. Douches. And by the way, parents, society, we are creating a group of self-entitled monsters. Well, knock it off.
Right. And I'm wondering, all the parents that created this culture of ass douchery, are they the ones who are feeling like, well, I was never told I was special enough? Like, are they overcompensating for their childhood? Because now there's been like sort of a few generations that are aware of Dr. Spock and aware that kids have special emotional needs and et cetera.
We started, we have these weird swings in raising kids, and they're not very good. I mean, I grew up in the sort of 70s, just free to be me, you and me. Hey, man, if he doesn't want to learn to read, he doesn't have to learn to read. Yeah, just run wild, you know, free range, do your own thing, man. That whole hippie, do your own thing, never fucking panned out.
Mm-mm.
And the super self-esteem building and just all this bullshit where we have to knock down a Christmas celebration, call it a holiday celebration so we don't offend the one kid whose parents are litigious or whatever. We fucked our society up royally. We've basically taken that one kid and empowered him, and we've got to stop, because that's what all this is. It used to be that you looked, I'm not saying you took random rich guys and worshipped at their altar, but you took guys who built something, and you said, there's a guy who's accomplished something, not, well, why isn't he paying his fair share? I mean, when did that ever fucking come about?
Mm-hmm.
That guy paid in millions of dollars last year. You paid in shit, and you're pissed at him? Obviously, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, it's not a rational thought. It's shame-driven. And you want to extrapolate this. This is essentially what the terrorists do with us. They see us over here in our hot tubs, driving our big cars around, having our parties, turning on...
Dude, big cars with hot tubs.
Yeah, stretch limos with hot tubs. Our chicks looking hot, fake boobies
splashing
and bikinis and
all
that. And they're like, fuck it, Allah's going to take care of these guys. And then Allah doesn't take care of shit. And then they come down and blow our buildings up. It's just weird. It's not, we think it's about religion or we think it's about, you know, cultures. It's one culture can't live next to another culture that's thriving without getting pissed off. Envious, resentful, you then get shamed. And when you get shamed, there's two things you can do with shame. You can be shamed and go, I better get my shit together. Or you can be shamed and go, I'm going to tear that guy's shit down. And that's where we're at now. Mm-hmm. When you feel that shame, get your shit together. Leave my shit alone.
Yeah, it's like global sibling rivalry.
Thank you. That's what it is. It's old. It's as old as the Bible.
That's the news. I'm Allison Rosen.